Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history.
I am scared, sad, furious, confused.
I mean, I'm outraged. I don't know what to do. Are we supposed to light torches and bonfires? It feels like it. This is a moment of rage.
I think we should respond immediately against hate crimes, against homophobia, and against intolerance in general. The only thing we don't want to do is start talking about gun control again.
Way past time for us to enact some sensible gun control legislation.
In a school, or in a house of worship, or a movie theater, or in a nightclub.
I'm not sure for me that this is so much about pride as it is about my thoughts are with them, my prayers are going out to Orlando, but we need action. You know, thoughts and prayers, not enough. We need to do something.
At the moment, I'm angry. Tonight I'll be sad. And I want this to motivate people to do something. I want a response.
You just can't imagine this would happen to our community, our state, or anywhere in our country. But for somebody to go in there and be an active shooter and take those men, that number of lives, any life, but that number of lives and injure that many people is clearly an act of terror.
Ultimately, it's about defeating them as an entity, and I think there's some progress being made there.
To understand in a free society, the only way for it to stay free is to be open and respectful of others. To react in fear is to play into repression and thus reduce freedom.
We, as a gay community, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community, are a people who love. And if you think that you're going to stab at the heart of us by doing this horrible, violent act, you're not.
And we have to decide if that's the kind of country we want to be. And to actively do nothing is a decision as well.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.